questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is our dear friend and guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Our topic today is a continuation of the previous session's topic, which was about the alteration of the Quran. The question is as follows: why are there differences in the recitation of the Quran? Isn't this proof of it being altered by human hands and thus corrupted? And does this not open the door for the alteration and rewriting of the Quran? Now, Sheikh, last time you mentioned that there were many different recitations, 14 in total, and also the other recitation, which was 10 in total, the famous recitations at least. And we got a bit of history on that, but we didn't get to answer why, in the first place, do we have so many different recitations. So maybe we should start with that, dear Sheikh.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me give you some examples of such differences, which can help us to talk
right.
about.
Just refresh our memory as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Right. So, for example, in chapter Baqarah, verse 116, one recitation is قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. The other is وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Only one wa and is the
right.
difference, which is not a big deal, of course. But some may claim that, yeah, it's a big deal. At the end of the day, one of them was revealed by God.
Right.
The other one is chapter Baqarah, verse 132. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. The other recitation is وَأَوْصَى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, which means the same, but from two variations of the root وَصَيَا. Chapter Ma'idah, verse 54. مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. The other is مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Chapter Al-A'raf, verse 141, وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, which means, we saved you from Pharaoh. The other is, وَإِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, when he saved you, that is God.
So the meaning is seemingly the same.
Almost the same, yeah. And chapter Al-Isra, verse 96, قَالَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي, the other is, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي, he said, glorified is my Lord, or say.
Right, glorified. You say.
You say, yeah. These are some examples. But why we have such differences, we need to talk about that, which, help us in concluding that this has nothing to do with the concept of alteration of the Quran. Now, the first point is that what we call it nowadays as calligraphy, at that time, in those age, even in the second century after Hijrah, was in the, in its early age stage. So it was not like today that even we have all the vowels written and printed and everything.
Right.
Let me give you some examples. In that time, for example, noon, which is similar to N, was written in a way that it was very similar to re or ra or r. Or, for example, in some cases, Wav and Ya were written in the same way. Very similar to each other. I'm talking about the Kufi way of writing.
Right, the Kufi calligraphy.
Exactly.
Right.
Or in some cases, for example, two Ya were written separated from each other. When we have two following Ya's. For example, Yastahyi or Nastahyi, we have two Ya. One of the ways was to separate between these two Ya, not to connect them to each other. And all these later brought about such differences in reciting the Quran. And in some cases, Ya was omitted altogether. For example, Ilafihim was written like Ilafihim without the Ya being written. So that is why we have, for example, the recitation of Le'ilaf Quraysh, and the other is Le'ilaf Quraysh, for example. I'm talking about the roots of such differences. The other is that we have what we call it tanween. For example, when we say aliyan, that noon at the end of it is like a tanween, like two fathas together.
Right.
In some, stages, tanween was written like a noon, not like two fathas. That is why even today we see in some of the, copies of the Quran, لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ, like written like a noon.
Right, they do not write the standard markers for the tanween.
And some people write it this noon like a tanween, two fatha. Or لَيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, or لَيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, we have the same. Like some people write it like noon and others like two fathas. In other cases, another reason which is also related to the calligraphy of Arabic language in that time, which is in its earliest stage, is that in some cases, waw was omitted. When it was connected to the next word. Let me give you an example. For example, we have salihul mu'minin, which is salihuna, based on Arabic grammar, noon is omitted, and then we have salihu al-mu'minin, but it is recited as salihul mu'minin, because we have alif,
right.
Alif lam wasl, hamzatul wasl. So this salihul mu'minin, which is in the plural form, it is salihun al-mu'minin.
Right. But people because, who know tajweed will understand this example.
Yeah,
right.
I hope it's not that too much complicated. So salihul mu'minin, this waw is written, nowadays it is written, but it's not pronounced. But in that time, according to, some ways of writing, waw was also omitted. So it was written like salih al-mu'mini. And this is another cause that later people who tried to recite this verse, they didn't know whether it is salih al-mu'mini, salih in singular form, or salihu al-mu'mini.
Right.
Plural form, which is another cause for differences of recitation.
Right, and that's pretty a pretty big cause, I would say.
Yeah. So, is it related to God? No.
No.
This is one point. That is why I'm referring to the roots of these differences.
It's our fault, basically.
Our fault, exactly. Right. So this is one.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The second reason is that at that time, the Arabic letters did not have any dot. Later,
yes.
Arabic letters, they had, dots.
Right. They were added because, if I remember, one of the theories was because the Arabs themselves, they knew how to read
exactly.
This.
That is the point. And at that time, the companions of the Prophet, to some extent, they were not confused how to read the Quran. But imagine that nowadays, if sin and sheen are written in the Quran the same, sheen
right.
without any dots, we would get confused for, any letter, whether it is sin or sheen.
Right.
But at that time, there was no dot. Or ba, ta, tha, all of them the same. Jim,
no
ha,
dots at
kha,
all.
No dot.
Right, yes.
Sa, dot, the same. Ta, da, the same.
So it was very specialized, localized at that time to
exactly.
only the Arabic speakers.
Yeah, but those people were too professional that as soon as they looked at the words and the sentence, they quickly just could guess whether it is
It was their language after all.
Exactly.
They also wrote this way.
Mm-hmm. But later, people in the next generations, when they wanted to put dots and there was a gap between them, of course, the Quran is being recited by all the people, but it's very natural that now when you want to add dots to the Noble Book of Quran, such differences happen. For example, we have in a verse, إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. This is the famous recitation that nowadays we have.
Surat al-Hujurat.
Hujurat. Another recitation of the same verse is instead of فتبينوا فتثبتوا. You see the same structure,
right. The same
form,
words.
But only with the difference of the dots.
Right, which changes the letters and the meaning.
Exactly. Or for example, we have Nunshizuha. Another recitation is Nunshiruha. Ra and Za. Or for example, Yukaffir ankum. The other is Nukaffir ankum. Or Falyawma Nunajjika bibadanik. Falyawm Nunahika bibadanik. You see,
right.
This
yes.
is another reason that later we have such differences in reciting the Quran. The third reason was that at that time, not only we did not have any dot, there was also no vowel like fatha, kasra, dhamma that nowadays we have. So again, for those people who were very professional, they could guess. For example, imagine alif, ayn, lam, and mim. It can be written, it can be recited as i'lam.
Right. It can be read different ways.
Yeah, i'lam. You know, I mean, as a kind of imperative
right.
verb. Or a'lamu, I know. Or a'lama, or a'lam as af'al tafdhil.
Right.
You see only one word, but without vowels, I mean,
right.
non-Arabs cannot guess.
Without what, the i'rab, without the
i'rab,
vowels.
Yeah.
Right.
So at that time, again, the Quran was written without any vowels. That is why later people, when they wanted to recite the Quran, some of them, they chose different ways of
right.
giving fatha, dhamma, kasra.
And we can imagine it would only get worse for people who are not Arabs.
Exactly. So yeah, we are talking about, I mean, Arabic-speaking reciters. So for
right.
example, we have the verse, قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Some people recite it as A'lamu. I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent, but some recite it as Qal I'lam. He said,
right.
you know that Allah is omnipotent. It doesn't make a big difference in the meaning, but the point is that at the end of the day, this is a difference in reciting the Quran.
Right.
Or for example, Wala tas'al an ashab al jahim, do not ask, or Wala tus'alu, you are not asked. Again, the same word.
Right.
With
yes.
the same letters, but the point is that about the vowels, whether it is
these
ta
dots.
Or to.
Right,
yeah.
yes.
So this is another reason for differences in recitation of the Quran. The last one is that in that time, Aleph was not written, and that was another big problem. In we know that the Kufi way of writing down the Arabic language was taken somehow from Syriac language. And the way of writing down. And in Syriac, Aleph, when it was at the middle of a word, it was not written. So the same was applied to Kufi way of writing down the verses, and it caused some, again,
confusion.
Difficulties, confusion.
And misconceptions.
Yeah, I will explain about this one in the following session, and then we'll go to the our main topic, which is about the connection
right.
between. But I think we needed to explain about these roots for.
Yes, these introductions, we can have some background information on why this has happened. Just to summarize, dear Sheikh, it is not because we have 10 or 14 different Qurans, the same
not
Quran,
at all. The same,
same
Quran.
Words, but because of the way it was written and kept safeguarded, there has been some confusion and
exactly.
minor differences. And with that, we will end today's program. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and for sharing with us his knowledge. And as always, I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة أنت من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن